Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Belz is a small city in the Lviv province of western Ukraine, near the border with Poland. The Ashkenazi Jewish community in Belz was established in the 14th century. The Ashkenazi are a Jewish ethnic division which coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the turn of the first millennium. They established communities in Central and Eastern Europe and grew to become one of the largest Jewish sects. In 1931, they accounted for 92% of the world's Jews. The Holocaust devastated the Ashkenazi and their Yiddish culture. Persecution continued under the Soviet communists. The regime banned Hasidism, and its followers were executed or exiled to labor camps. Belz came under Polish rule in the 14th century, when the town was granted rights under the Magdeburg Law. Some three centuries later, in 1665, the Jews of Belz received equal rights and duties. In the early 19th century, the town became home to a Hasidic dynasty. The dynasty was founded by Rabbi Shalom Rokach, also known as the Tsar Shalom, the first Belzer rabbi from 1817 to 1855. In addition to leading his Hasidim, he defended the Jews of his district to the governor. In a famous exchange, the governor of the district invited him to his office and said, "Do you know that I am the second Haman?" The Tsar Shalom replied, "Luck was not on the side of the first one either." The governor was so impressed by the rabbi's firm stand that he promised to put an end to the Jewish persecution. A great Torah scholar, Rabbi Shalom Rokach, personally helped build the city's large and imposing synagogue, dedicated in 1843. It could seat 5,000 worshippers and had superb acoustics. When Rabbi Shalom died in 1855, his youngest son, Rabbi Yehoshua Rokach, became the community's next spiritual leader, or Rebbe, until 1894. Hasidism in Belz grew during Rabbi Yehoshua's tenure and the tenure of his successor, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rokach, who served from 1894 until 1926. At the beginning of World War I, Belz had 6,100 inhabitants. There were 1,600 Ukrainians, 900 Poles, and 3,600 Jews. With the outbreak of World War II, Belz was thrown into turmoil. From 1939 to 1944, the town was occupied by Nazi Germany. Many Jews of Belz fled to the Soviet Union under the German-Soviet Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation and Demarcation, a follow-up to the infamous Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. In May 1942, there were 1,540 local Jewish residents and refugees in Belz. On June 2, 1942, 1,000 Jews were deported to the Polish town of Hrubieszów. From there, they were sent to the Sobibor extermination camp. In September of that year, another 504 Jews were deported to Hrubieszów after they were no longer needed to work on the farms in the area. Rabbi Yisachar Dov's son and successor, Rabbi Aharon Rokach, escaped from Nazi-occupied Europe to Israel in 1944. He re-established the Hasidut first in Tel Aviv and then in Jerusalem. Belz Mein Shtetele is a Yiddish song about Belz. It is a moving tribute to a happy childhood spent in a shtetl. The song has special significance in Holocaust history. A 16-year-old playing the song was overheard by an SS guard at Auschwitz. The guard forced the child to play it repeatedly to calm Jews being herded into the gas chambers. After the war, Belz reverted to Poland until 1951, when it passed to the Soviet Union. Since 1991, it has been part of independent Ukraine. Today, there are no Jews in Belz. However, there is a new synagogue and mikveh, a ritual bath, and the remains of the old cemetery. The last known Jewish burial was in 1940. No other towns or villages used this Hasidic cemetery. The cemetery has special sections for women, rabbis and kohanim, Jews with direct patrilineal descent from the biblical Aaron. There are no known mass graves in Belz. The municipality owns the property specifically designated for the Jewish cemetery. The cemetery boundaries are smaller now than 1939 because of agriculture. Frequently, organized Jewish group tours or pilgrimage groups and local residents visit the cemetery. For the past 5 years, Jewish individuals abroad have been cleaning and restoring many of the gravestones with loving care. You can see pictures of the Belz Cemetery at my blog. You can Google me or find the link at the Nash Holos website. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.